saddle up and ride a miracle horse for today's GeoQuiz. I want you to name a town that some call the horse capital of Australia. It's located in the Hunter Valley region of New South Wales. The town kicks up its heels at an annual horse festival, and it's famous worldwide for breeding thoroughbred racehorses. One of those horses is Neville Bardos.
He has this beautiful kind of chestnut-colored fur and a little shock of bristly brown hair. And, on a trail ride, he was kind of going around and kicked up a little bit. But he's definitely lively and very animated.
That's surprising since Neville barely survived a barn fire last year. So where does this chestnut horse come from? And why is he taking the equestrian world by storm? We'll get the answers in a minute or so. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to our GeoQuiz about an amazing chestnut, a horse, that is. New York Times reporter Mary Pilon writes today about a horse named Neville Bardos. Mary, where is this horse from?
This horse originally is from Australia, as is his owner, Boyd Martin, and then moved to the U.S. in 2007.
And the town of Scone, where is Scone in Australia?
So Scone is in New South Wales. It's pretty well known as a region for horse breeding.
So the town of Scone in New South Wales is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Now tell us the story of Neville and how his owner and rider, Boyd Martin, found him in the first place.
Sure. So the story goes that Neville has cheated death twice. And the first time was when Boyd purchased him. Boyd bought him for $850. He was a failed racehorse. That's not unusual. A lot of equestrian horses, it takes years to train them, and they tend to be older. When Boyd bought Neville, he was, saving him from the glue factory.
What happened next?
So Neville was brought to the U.S., and Neville wasn't a natural on the track. It took years and years of training. But after a few years, Neville started performing very well in equestrian competitions. And for those who don't know, equestrian involves jumping. It involves the refined, almost ballet-like movement of dressage, where a horse has to stand perfectly still and make these eloquent maneuvers. It's very, very technical. So for a somewhat wild horse like Neville, who wasn't good on the racetrack, it was pretty astonishing and that he and Boyd and Silva, Boyd's wife, developed this relationship, and he was performing so well. So May of last year, in the middle of the night, Boyd's cell phone rang in the barn that 11 of the horses he was working with was on fire. He goes down there and he sees the barn burning, and then six horses die that night. Four escape, and Neville's the last one in there. They push him out, and the surviving horses are rushed to an emergency facility at the UPenn Veterinary School. And thus ensues a pretty incredible effort by some of the most renowned doctors that work with large animals in the world. What scared people more, what was going on with his lungs and throat. He had some black discharge coming out of his nose, which was kind of a sign that he had inhaled a significant amount of ash. And especially with athletic horses, just like humans, lungs are, very, very important. So the idea that he would ever compete again or even survive was, on the table. So Neville, his recovery, people have all sorts of adjectives to describe it: astonishing, marvelous, shocking, baffling, and it's pretty warranted. He went into a hyperbaric chamber and he started responding really well to treatments. And little by little, they started taking him out again. And just 3 months after this fire, he's the top finishing horse at the Burley, which is this prestigious equestrian event. It's one of the most important in the world. So at the end of the day, he's still on the shortlist for being on the U.S. team for the Olympics.
How does he look?
He has this beautiful kind of chestnut-colored fur and a little shock of bristly brown hair and kind of flicking his tail around. And you would never know he had been involved in a fire, and that just really not that long ago. He was in an intensive care unit. I mean, he really is an athlete, and he is what you would imagine a pristine horse to be, just, very muscular, very chipper. He has a good spirit.
Well, there are equestrian events at the Summer Olympics in London this summer. Are Boyd and Neville hoping for a chance?
Boyd and Neville are hoping to compete, but we won't know the final U.S. team until July. The equestrian events will be the 100-year anniversary of equestrian being part of the Olympic Games. The Brits, of course, have long been very, very strong competitors, and the talk in London is that it's going to be front and center, and it will be very, very watched.
Well, if they get there, Neville's going to have a big cheering section.
I think so.
New York Times reporter Mary Pilon telling us about the extraordinary and miraculous, you got to say, horse Neville Bardos. Mary, thanks so much.
Great. Thank you so much.